coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Are you following what I'm saying? Okay. Now, the reason for this is what I'm going to read to you now. Let me read first to you what I've written down for you as your definition. It's good for you to write it down because you wouldn't get it anywhere. So write it down. Okay. Aeon for word, okay, refers to the happenings of your world as they affect you. The happenings of your world as they affect you. The happenings, things that happen in your world as they affect you. Okay? Aeon, that's number one. Number two, aeon is the structure and administration of your life. The structure and administration of your life. How things go with you from day to day, including how they affect your hopes and aspirations. This is what you mean by aeon. Aeon, number three. Aeon is the world system with respect to socioeconomic structures and environmental management of a period in human history. Then you say, including its arts and sciences. Now, did you get what I just told you? How many of you got it down? You got it down? Great, 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 great. Now, if you listen to this explanation of aeon, it'll begin to give you an idea what it's saying. So when we say your world, this is what we're talking about. Your world. If I say I have my world, you have your world, it doesn't mean my cosmos now or your cosmos. It means my aeon, your aeon. Are you following this? How things go with me, things that are going to happen in my life and things that are happening in my life, including how my environment is managed and the things that happen in the period of time in which I live, including the arts and sciences of my time. Are you following this? Okay. Now, that word framed should be understood again. I told you what it is. Okay? It's taken from the Greek katatizo, which means primarily to repair, to mend. Okay? Repair, mend, restore. Then it also means frame. And frame this time is dealing with a skeletal structure. You get it? A skeletal structure. It's not like building the house. You're building the frame around which you're going to build whatever you want to build. Now, let's look at that scripture again. He says, through faith, we understand that the worlds, the aeons, the ages. So there have been different ages, different periods in history. Now, if you pick those synonyms we got for frame and throw them in, it'll give you a light. Through faith, we understand that the aeons were framed, were repaired, mended by the rhema of God. Why did they have to be repaired? Why did they have to be mended? Why did they have to be restored? Because something happened. Now it says the ages, these periods of time, these courses of human history. Like when you say, in the days of Hitler, that was a period of time. And Hitler affected the world until so many were destroyed. What did God have to do? Why would things change? How could things change? How would he repair that aeon? Could we ever come into a better world? Could things ever be restored? Through faith, we understand that the aeons were repaired. They were restored. They were mended by the word of God, by the rhema of God. Which rhema of God? Is God doing it in the future? No. Those of us who are Bible students can tell you about today's world. We can tell you what's going to happen. Why? Because prophets of old have spoken the rhema of God. And the rhema of God had been given forth, gone forth. And that's why he says, through faith we understand that the worlds, the aeons were framed. The skeletal structure of what that world will be like has been spoken by prophets. And so we go into the Word of God and find out the frame that has been built by God, by God's prophets, through the rhema that they spoke. And we can tell what the 2000s will be like. Are you following this? So he says, what will happen in 2015? We go into the Word of God and find a frame that has been spoken by prophets of old. What did they say? There's a frame. And if men try to destroy it, the word of the prophet was given to restore it, to mend it. Through faith we understand. The Bible says, he that prophesied should prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Through faith we understand that the aeons were restored, repaired, mended, framed by the rhema of God, such that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, this means, from the explanation I gave to you, the definitions I gave to you of aeon, you can bring it to your personal life. How the world affects you, how your world goes. Has somebody messed up your world? Has something messed up your world? Is your world different from what you dreamed for it to be? Through faith we understand that your aeon can be restored by the rhema of God. Your aeon can be repaired by the rhema of God. And that rhema of God is in your mouth. You see, it didn't say by the logos of God. The logos of God is the body of truth, is the revelation of God's words that's given to you. You have received it into you. But it will not repair your aeon. It will not frame your aeon. It's got to come out of your mouth. When the logos of God is spoken forth, it becomes rhema. That's rhema. Rhema is that word of faith that comes out of your mouth. Rhema is the creative word. It is the active word. The word in your heart is logos. It stays in you. It blesses you. But it won't change that thing until you make it work. That's why it says, you know, in Hebrews, it's interesting how the Word of God puts it for us. In Hebrews, the fourth chapter, when you read from the 12th verse, he says, the Logos of God is living and active. Living and active. Oh, glory to God. He says, it is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow. He says, it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. This is remarkable. But here's the point. When you go into the book of Ephesians 6 chapter, he tells you about the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The rhema of God. Not the logos. So even though the logos of God is living and active, it's telling you that you've got to put it to work. When you put it to work, that's rhema. That's rhema. Jesus was the living logos. Are you following this now? He was the living logos.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.